What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
in the night without a fight.
Okay, and aloha. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, and we're having some major technical difficulties. The computer that I use to send the audio traffic to and from RBN locked up. I'm trying to restart it, but until it restarts or until I have to buy a new one, we're going to use the phone, which unfortunately means I don't know who is waiting to speak on the phone line, but I'm sure Mike will let me know. Meanwhile, I did get an email from somebody. Sorry, Ralph in New York is next. Before we go to Ralph in New York, though, I did get an email from somebody clarifying the issue of Larry Silverstein and his insurance on the World Trade Tower. And apparently he did add additional insurance specifically to cover impact by aircraft 2 months before 9/11 actually happened. So we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go to Ralph in New York. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I say today's I'm in New York City. As I said, the anniversary of 9/11. I just want to ask you a hypothetical question concerning the Democratic Party. What platform do they have left, and what is the future of the Democratic Party? Even though we have a governor's race here in New York, where Mario Cuomo is running again for governor. But my main hypothetical question is, what is the future for the Democratic Party? You think it's really over with? Is it done? Is it really over with? Is it a done deal?
Well, they do seem to be self-destructing, certainly coming out of the 2016 election. All of the antics of the Hillary supporters, they sort of put a bad public face on the Democratic Party, and the Democrats are trying to recover from that. But right now, the general perception among mainstream Americans is the Democrats have sunk down to being the party of the whiner, the beggar, people who think they're entitled to all kinds of free stuff as long as somebody else pays for it. That's not a very positive image for the Democrats. It's not a positive image for the American people as a whole. And what the Democrats, of course, are trying to run on is victimology, and they're running on gun control. And other than that, I think they're replaying 2016. They're not really running on any platforms because they don't have anything to run on. They're basically planning on trying to just rig the election somehow. And one of the ways they're really doing it is with those illegal immigrants that they're expecting to vote, even though they're not supposed to. And I think we're going to see a repeat of the massive election fraud that we saw in 2016. And it just absolutely amazes me that Trump is not moving harder on the issue of fixing our election system. He's had a year and a half to do that now. And outside of saying, well, we'll dissolve the Integrity in Elections Commission and we'll let the Department of Homeland Security look at it, he just sort of let that go. And while he talks a lot about the illegal immigrants, they're still pouring on in here, there should have been a major push for a national voter ID law, because that is just to not require somebody to prove their citizenship to vote. It's just giving our country away to whoever the illegal immigrants think they're going to get the most free stuff from. And right now, that is the Democrats.
So even though all the corruption going on, even though with the Supreme Court nominee, and you have this woman Kamala Harris and Condoleezza Rice, these people that testify on Capitol Hill. And it's just a scenario. It's a charade all over again. I'm just curious. You think that so in the new generation, I heard that the future generation is the Republican Party. The Democratic Party is no longer to be trusted. That's the reason why they deplatformed Alex Jones, for one of those main reasons why, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all of these social media companies, their management is heavily liberal. And despite claims to the contrary before Congress, yes, they are filtering all conservative content in order to try and swing the election to the Democrats this November. And by the way, there has been email leaked from within Google that confirms that, yes, they were trying to filter search requests even back in 2016 to swing the election to Hillary Clinton. And to me, this is a far worse case of election tampering than anything Russia is alleged to have done.
And one last thing, do you see Donald Trump winning again in 2020, or will it be a clean sweep for him?
I don't think he's going to win again in 2020 because he's abandoned the base that put him into the Oval Office. He's failed to keep most of his campaign promises, and Americans are just tired of war, and they're tired of any president who thinks war is really good. And I think Trump's just pandering to Israel is turning off a lot of people. And so I don't think he's going to be able to win in 2020. I think he's going to have primary challengers that will basically take him on. And I think he's going to turn out to be a one-term president, even if he evades being impeached by the Democrats if they take Congress this November.
Do you see a civil war in the near future between both parties, or do you think there will be a major civil war in this country if he doesn't win again or if he gets impeached by any reason whatsoever?
I think that we're going to see a lot of violence in the streets. Whether it breaks into a civil war or not depends on whether somebody highly placed, whether it's the president or somebody else, trying to commandeer the military and declare a coup d'etat or martial law. And if the other half of the military doesn't go along with it, then yes, we're looking at a real civil war.
So you're saying the Rex 84 could be implemented by any way possible?
Well, the people who are pushing, certainly the Democrats' attitude right now is win by any means possible. We know the globalists are pushing hard to complete their plan because that's falling apart. There's been a huge, huge backlash in Europe against all of this open borders and immigration stuff.
And George Soros is also failing at the same time, right?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
And George Soros also is not doing any better by funding the Democrats and the liberal parties.
Soros is spending a lot of money, and we're not even really sure where that went or where it's coming from.
Wow. All right, then. That's all we're going to ask you, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And hang on a second. We're going to try and switch back to our other system. Oh, no, there's something really going wrong. I keep losing my internet connection on that machine, and I don't know if it's the internet or the machine is getting old or what is going on. Let me just jiggle a cable here. See if that will fix it. I'm sorry? Okay, here we got a call coming through. All right, let's see if we can get back over to the Twitch system.
Can you hear me? Okay, so we're good to go. We're back on our regular system. And again, one of the reasons that we do need your donations is because we do wear this equipment out. And especially here in Hawaii, it all acts like it's made out of compressed rust anyway. You wouldn't believe how much equipment I've gone through here just in this little tiny studio, and I can only imagine how much equipment they've had to roll over at RBN. But RBN is running, hours a day. I'm running this equipment to do the website and the radio show together 8-9 hours a day, and it really it does not last. All right, so we're going to go back to the phones here. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. Why did Twin Towers happen? Was it to prove that they could do it? They have gold in there to pay off the national debt. They didn't want that to happen. Or are they just mad that a Constitutional Convention wasn't being held? What's your best scenario of why they did it?
Well, they did it to basically carry forward on the policy papers coming out of the Project for the New American Century to basically launch a century of war by the United States against the rest of the world, which is exactly what has happened since then. And they chose the World Trade Towers because they were such a powerful symbol of America's might, and therefore the symbolic value was going to be much greater with the World Trade Towers than pretty much any other edifice that was around there, except, of course, obviously, the Pentagon itself. The World Trade Towers were also chosen because, as I mentioned before, they were facing a bankrupting EPA-mandated renovation to remove the asbestos. And instead, lucky Larry Silverstein got the buildings brought down by these acts of terror. He collected a huge amount of money from the insurance, and all those first responders on the street got to breathe in all that asbestos dust. And they've spent the last 17 years dealing with all kinds of cancers, mesothelioma. And I remember clearly watching the head of the Environmental Protection Agency telling those first responders that it was safe to breathe the air around the ruins of the World Trade Center. They didn't need special breathing gear or filters. And she just sent them off there to get incredibly, incredibly sick.
Go on. I'm gone.
Okay. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Fine.
I had a friend. I live in the area quite close to New York City. I had a friend who, he wouldn't reveal the guy's name, but he knew at the time that there was no way they were going to tell the people how bad the air was going to be, because they kind of had an idea they would never be able to get anyone in there to do anything. But
they were in a rush to get it all cleaned out and sent away as quickly as possible.
So what, I mean, under what circumstances do you think anything possible could make the public accept the idea of how this was done?
I think, if I understand the polls that are out there, I think a large segment of the public, possibly even a majority, don't believe the official story. We've just been lied to so many times that people are looking back at historical events and saying, were we lied to then? Were we lied to about 9/11? And for anybody who actually starts looking on the internet for the available facts, it quickly turns out, yeah, there's something kinky about the official story. And as I was mentioning to one of the other callers there, we don't need to get caught up in arguing over fine details. I'm sure the perpetrators of 9/11 would love for us to spend the rest of our lives arguing over little tiny points, because then they're safe. But it is time for the American people to confront the reality. We are living under a government that controls us with lies, fraud, and deception, whether it's 9/11, Saddam's narcotic weapons, Assad's sarin gas, TWA 800. It's time to deal with that. It's time for the American people to just unite together and say, we cannot be lied to anymore. We dare not allow ourselves to be lied to anymore, because we get tricked into doing things that are evil, like these wars of conquest. And I can't imagine any parent wanting their children to grow up in a world where they're constantly lied to by the government.
Well, that's it would be wonderful if, like I said, I don't know what source could release something like this, that it wouldn't be so hammered that, you know, to just marginalize whoever it's coming from, even if it was PBS or somebody like that, you know.
Well, PBS is never going to question the official story.
No, corporate media,
that's what the independent media is doing, and that's why they're trying to come down on us. That's why they're, you know, starting to deplatform all kinds of independent media people, starting with Alex Jones.
Oh, that's horrible. I make the point to a lot of people, and they look at me like I'm crazy. I say, well, this is new book burning. Are you kidding me? This is not free speech. Where's your ideas on where that's supposed to go for our country?
Right. You're exactly right.
He's out of his mind. How can you let somebody like that talk about anything? I said, well, why not? You don't have to listen to him. Right? But anyway, take care, Mike, for now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Erica in Kansas. Aloha, Erica. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to let you know that there are 12 nuclear power plants in East Central North Carolina, and there is also one on the coast, and also a Archer Daniels chemical plant within 2 miles of nuclear power plant, just south of Wilmington and north of Southport, right on the coast. It's in the strike zone of Hurricane Florence, and last report, it went Cat 5.
I was just looking at it. In fact, I'm looking at it on Fox now, and they're saying it's still Cat 4, but they are worried it's going to be Cat 5. The power plants, because they're built to American standards with a shell around the reactor itself, I expect they'll be okay. The chemical plant, that may be another matter entirely.
Well, I just want to let you guys know that potential danger.
Yeah, it is a danger. This is going to be a bad one. There's no question about it. And if anybody listening to this
Fukushima
broadcast, well,
remember Fukushima and Three Mile Island. I hope not.
Fukushima's reactors didn't have the big concrete shell that is mandated for American reactors, so. you know, by this time tomorrow or by this time Friday, we should know. Anyway, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to try and get some non-9/11 news in here before the end of the program, mostly about Syria. The U.S. is still out there saying that Assad has approved gas attacks in Idlib, and they're trying to sell that as hard as they can, that Assad is personally signed off on this, that Assad is mixing up the gas himself in his bathtub, whatever it is. They're trying to get this thing going. And the reason is simple. The Syrian army, assisted by Russian air support, is closing in on the last major pocket of these U.S.-backed terrorists remaining in Idlib. And again, the irony of this being the anniversary of 9/11. 9/11, we were told, Al-Qaeda did it. Al-Qaeda brought down the World Trade Towers. Al-Qaeda flew the plane into the Pentagon and so forth and so on. And now here we're seeing the United States trying to protect Al-Qaeda in Syria. It's the very definition of duplicity. So they're out there screaming about, you know, don't use a chemical attack. Assad is not going to do a chemical attack. He doesn't need to give the United States an excuse to come back in. He doesn't need to give France and Germany and Britain an excuse to come on in and start dropping bombs. And Assad doesn't need to use chemical weapons. He's pretty much won the war. So if there is a chemical weapons attack, it is a false flag. Assad doesn't have a reason to do this. The United States does. Now, according to the Russian Ministry of Defense, apparently the filming, the production of the staged chemical attack has already begun. And apparently this is going to be a big production. Several Middle East TV channels and a U.S. news channel have been sent to Jisr al-Shagur in Syria's Idlib governorate to produce the footage needed to simply flood the corporate media by, oh, look at all these poor kidnapped dead bodies. And this time they're really going to be dead, because we understand the White Helmets basically have been kidnapping the families of militants or jihadists who went over to the other side. So this is their punishment and their revenge. So this is the last time they're going to be able to push this, and they're going to try and make it as big and shocking and horrific as they can to try and win you over on the emotional level, so that you don't start thinking about, hey, this is probably another phony. And as I mentioned earlier, the YouTube has shut down all the Syrian state YouTube channels, so they can't get their side of the story out there, which mimics what happened just before 9/11 when the FBI shut down all the Muslim websites inside the United States of America. So they're practically telegraphing that. All right, we're going to start with a phone call from Tom in Philadelphia, but I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. Just to relieve everybody's fears about the nuclear plant, the thing, what happened in Fukushima was that the tsunami flooded out their emergency generators. Therefore, they didn't have electricity to keep the reactor cool, so it overheated and then melted out. That's not going to happen in North Carolina. I helped build that nuclear plant. It's called Sharon Harris. And my sister lives right in Raleigh, so if I thought there was a threat, I'd tell her to get her butt out of there. So, but they're going to hunker down in this storm, and hopefully she'll be okay. All right, pal? Just thought I'd let you know.
All right, well, thanks. Thanks a lot for the update, and thanks a lot for the reassurance. I mean, again, the way reactors are shielded in the United States, Japan doesn't do that. And between the tsunami and the earthquake, they had some problems. I think we're going to be okay with the reactors. The chemical plant is another matter. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phone lines here, a couple more stories I want to get on in. Moscow is now warning the U.S. and its allies against, quote, new dangerous steps, end quote, in Syria. And this is coming from the Russian Foreign Ministry. Their spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, just flat out saying, we warn the U.S. and its allies against new dangerous steps. And everybody knows what's going on. The U.S. is getting ready to do another claim of Assad gassing his own people, even though it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's as phony as the official story of 9/11. And then the U.S. is, and their allies are going to go on in an attack. And there is a serious risk of direct military confrontation between the United States and Russia. Now, I'm pretty sure that Trump's advisors are assuring Trump that Putin will turn around and scramble back to Russia, that he doesn't have the gonads for a confrontation. I think they're wrong. I think they're taking a real big risk. But I saw a story come by here where Trump is actually considering whether or not he's willing to directly militarily confront Russia in this upcoming scramble. Meanwhile, the U.S., is reinvigorating their military base at Eastern Deir Ezzor to boost their military presence in the region. So that is sending a signal. The U.S. is not leaving, even though they have absolutely no reason or right to be there. Well, they've got a reason. There's an oil pipeline involved. They want to get Assad out. They want to give the Golan to Israel. They want to get Syria's oil locked to the U.S. dollar. They got a lot of reasons. They're taking a huge, huge risk. All right, back to the phones here. Richard in North Carolina. Richard, I hope you're away from the coast. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I talked to you earlier. I'm safe up in the mountains. But I'm calling because I'm so discouraged. Is there anything we can do as U.S. people, so to speak, anything we can do to avert this terrible tragedy that's going to occur in Syria if the hegemonic imperial economic elite do what they want to do? It's just tragedy upon tragedy, and I won't accept what they do. And if there's any way I can possibly fight against that in a meaningful way in the future, I'll do that. I'd rather see the U.S. completely collapse than to continue with this war agenda against all these nations around the world.
I agree with you on that. And right now, the best thing every one of us can do is to be very vocal and speak out in our opposition to all of these wars and send a message to the rest of the world. We, the American people, do not support the actions of the United States government in these wars of aggression.
I'll do it.
I realize that's largely symbolic, but it's an important message to get on out, because if the United States loses this war, which I think ultimately they're going to, I don't want future generations of Americans to be burdened with the collective guilt of this war the way the people of Germany, who weren't even alive when World War II happened, were made to feel collectively guilty for that. So I don't want to see that happen.
I agree completely on that.
So everybody needs to stand up and say, I oppose all of these wars. Everybody, everywhere that you can. And yes, you're going to get shouted down by undercover FBI informants and paid shills and the rest of it, or people whose families are heavily invested in defense contractors. But we need to get that message out, that we do not agree with these wars, that we're not buying the lies given for the wars, that we know our government is lying about all of this stuff to justify these wars of aggression.
You know, Michael, you're absolutely correct about everything you said, and I'm a person who doesn't engage in social media. I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I don't do any of that crap. But I think I'm going to have to begin to do something along those lines to be able to go ahead and promote the point of view that you just expressed.
Because well, I would strongly recommend that you not waste your time. Don't waste your time with Facebook and Twitter. Go to the new startup ones like VK and Gab. Use DuckDuckGo as your search engine, because Google, Facebook, and Twitter and YouTube, they're all fully on board with the pro-government, pro-liberal, pro-war agenda, and they're filtering anything that is against the official view.
Would you be willing to put on some sort of media I can get to via the internet that will list those sites you just mentioned, because I will use those?
Well, you can just do a search for, you know, alternatives to Facebook, alternative to Google, alternative to Twitter. If you look at my website over in the left margin bar, there's a little box full of different icons that will take you to these different alternative social media platforms. And they're doing really well. VK's business is booming, and they've now attracted $10 million investment to improve their platform. So it looks like they're going to be surviving the shakeout.
Okay, super. I'll do that. If you, where do I find them again?
They're in the left margin of whatreallyhappened.com, in the little gray area. A bunch of little tiny icons, and they are located basically, look at the chat room, then there's an ad, and then underneath that, it's labeled censor-free social media. And it's got Mines, Gab, VK, Yandex, DuckDuckGo.
Great. Thank you very much. And I'm an enemy of the perfidy that seems to be encompassing the world. And anything I can do, I will do it. And so I will go to those websites and begin to figure out what the hell I got to do.
Yeah, but everybody needs to do that. Even if it's just face-to-face with coworkers, friends, fellow students, we've got to send that message to the rest of the world. We, the American people, are not, in fact, supportive of these wars of aggression.
Never, never, never.
Never. All right. Well, thank you for the
thank
phone
you,
call. We're going to let you go here. And apparently, things are getting a little bit tense because militants inside Idlib have sent a warning to Erdogan that he should stay out of any coming battle for Idlib. And they're threatening him, saying they've actually dug a tunnel stretching into Turkey's Hatay province through which they will go to carry out terror attacks against civilians and security forces. Now, that's a very long tunnel they're talking about, but whether Erdogan will listen to that, I don't know. Meanwhile, the Netherlands, which was embarrassed when it came on out that they have been supporting the Syrian militant groups, have now ended that support, basically saying that Assad is close to winning. Why waste any more money? Ron Paul was out with an article today. Why are we siding with Al-Qaeda in Syria and Yemen? Well, because it's convenient. They make for good proxies. But again, the irony of today being the 17th anniversary of 9/11. When 9/11 happened, oh, Al-Qaeda was our enemy. Al-Qaeda were terrible people. They were abusing puppies. They were putting frogs in blenders. And now all of a sudden, we're allied with them? That's right. I got to stop using the collective, Keith. The U.S. government is now allied with the very same group that was blamed for 9/11. Isn't that a little bit weird? The International Criminal Court has now responded to John Bolton's blast yesterday, threatening sanctions and even arrests of the judges if the International Criminal Court were to investigate allegations of U.S. war crimes committed in Afghanistan. And the ICC is saying, we are going to do our job, and we are undeterred by these threats. But the fact that Bolton even made that statement is almost a flashing neon sign saying, yes, we did it. We did commit war crimes in Afghanistan. Because if the United States hadn't committed war crimes and atrocities in Afghanistan, Bolton would have no reason to open his mouth. Let the ICC go up and take a look. They're not going to find anything. But that blast from John Bolton out there basically informed the entire world that, yes, the U.S. military committed war crimes and atrocities. The U.S. government is well aware of it, and they're going to protect our people from justice. Now, over in Ukraine, Kiev may launch a massive mop-up operation in Donbass. This is coming from the director of the Russian Center for Current Policy, Alexei Chesnikov, in an interview in TASS yesterday. And down in Israel, Israel opened fire on Palestinian boats attempting to break the siege of Gaza. And the incident took place yesterday. Some 55 boats set sail from the Gaza port in the northern Gaza Strip and just headed toward the nearest point of the sea border to challenge the Israeli blockade, and the Israeli Navy opened fire. No reports available on casualties just yet. I have a feeling that when this operation in Syria cranks up, which now seems inevitable, we're going to see Ukraine go into the Eastern Ukrainian Republics. We're going to see Israel really start to pound on Gaza. It's all going to start unwinding all at the same time. Now, that documentary that Al Jazeera produced on the Lobby USA is starting to leak out bit by bit. Apparently, there is a complete intact copy of it out there somewhere. I'm trying to find it. But according to this article that came on out from the Real News, there is a clip that is making the rounds now showing how the Israel lobby attacks U.S. activists to try and silence them, to try and silence anybody showing any support for Palestinian rights. And apparently the Israel lobby was also attacking Black Lives Matter. I'm not sure why. But again, obviously Israel does not believe in freedom of speech or the freedom to peacefully assemble and petition a government for redress of grievances. Israel believes in you do what we tell you to do. Now, turning to domestic politics here, Trump is expected to declassify a series of documents related to former campaign advisor Carter Page and Department of Justice official Bruce Orr. This is coming out of Axios. And this, of course, all tangles up with that Steele dossier. And the Department of Justice has been basically pleading with the White House not to declassify these documents because apparently they're very embarrassing to the FBI. Well, the FBI ought to be embarrassed. If it's not behaving right, it should be exposed. We, the American people, have a right ultimately to the oversight of every element of the federal government. And if they are not doing their job, if they're not in compliance with the Constitution, if they're not obeying the law, we have a right to know about it. Now, Ken Starr, remember him way back during Whitewater and everything? He's out with a new book. Everybody's out there with a new book. He's going to make money, and he's making admissions, including the fact not only did he know that Hillary Clinton was a pathological liar, but he knew that she lied under oath about the death of former White House advisor Vince Foster. And he considered seeking an indictment for perjury, but dropped it at the last second, I can imagine, under a tremendous amount of political pressure. Now, it doesn't do Vince Foster or his family any good. It feels a little good to me to have a touch of vindication all these years later that, yeah, I was right. They were lying to us about Vince Foster. He did not commit suicide. He was murdered. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Martin in Concord, California. Aloha, Martin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. To get back to that 9/11, I heard the beginning of the show today, and you talked about...
Okay, the sound just cut out here again.
How do you respond, Mike, when somebody says that sky phones could have been used for those calls?
There was one case where a sky phone was used by a stewardess, but in the case of the other calls, it was claimed that they were being made on cell phones. Not every one of the aircraft had sky phones. In fact, I think only one of them did.
Okay, because at that time, I remember thinking that, you know, I had flown and seen sky phones on the airplanes. I thought they were widely available. And later on, after the cell phones were brought up, people started saying, yeah, it's sky phones. So, you know, they kind of debunked the debunker, you know, kind of thing. And I didn't want to get hung up on a stupid detail like that.
You know, well, it is a minor detail, but... You know, in 2001, sky phones, first of all, sky phones had never proved to be popular because they were so expensive to use. But I think there was a sky phone on Flight 93 because the person who was on that phone reported while the plane was still at altitude, there had been a loud explosion and smoke was filling the cabin, which, again, does not jibe with the official story. But sky phones kind of went away when they started putting satellite links into passenger jets that allowed you to use your own cell phone. Plus, you had to pay a fee to use the link, but the sky phones went away at that point.
Yeah. Probably nobody would have been concerned about the cost when the plane's been hijacked, but if there were sky phones available. So I don't know.
Well, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. The recipients of the calls, you know, got the caller ID, and the caller ID showed it to be from their family members who were on the plane. And you can't do that with a sky phone. That has to be done with a cell phone. And I remember in one case,
there was somebody, right?
there was somebody, in one case, there was somebody who called up and said, you know, this is so-and-so, do you believe me? And that was a very odd thing to say. And so it's thought that the voices on the phones were being impersonated. And even back then, MIT had come up with a device that could reshape a voice to make you sound like you were somebody else. So it's thought that all of these cell phone calls that said they're Arab hijackers with box cutters, that they may all have been fake.
So the recipients weren't in on it then?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, listen, we've got to take a break for commercials.
Okay.
We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And as we look back 17 years ago at 9/11, we understand we're lied to about what happened, how it was done, and who did it. It was a classic false flag carried out to put the blame on an innocent third party who was then made war on. And as we were mentioning yesterday, there are almost 50 cases in which governments have officially acknowledged using false flag attacks. And for everyone that they've admitted to, I imagine there could be as many as 100 that are still classified. False flags are the big, big secret you were never supposed to know about, but they do happen. And we do know that the government does like to use trickery to get you into a war, because they understand you don't really like war. You don't like paying the costs of it. You don't like seeing your children being killed and crippled in war. You're sitting there wondering why you should even care what's happening in countries on the other side of the world. And so any ruler who wants to initiate a war has to trick his people into it, has to make it look like the situation is so dire that war is the only possible option, that anybody who says there must be another way is betraying the nation and is a traitor. And from that, we get much of the history of the United States of America. We know that 9/11 was a false flag. We know that the last two gas attacks in Syria were false flags. The one that's about to hit will be a false flag. We know that we were lied to about the Lusitania not smuggling weapons to Great Britain when it was torpedoed by Germany, bringing the U.S. into World War I. We know that Pearl Harbor was, in fact, not a surprise attack by the Japanese. Roosevelt spent the entire preceding year goading them into it. We know there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. We know there was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. How many more times are you going to have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and say, I will not be loyal to a government that lies to me? I will not obey a government that lies to me. I will have a truthful government, or I will have no government at all. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I can't imagine any parent who loves their children being comfortable with the idea of them growing up in a nation where the government lies and manipulates them to send them off to war. Especially wars that don't really serve the interests of the American people, but are all about serving the interests of giant, greedy corporations who want access to other people's natural resources and figure it's less expensive to send your kids out to steal them than to buy them. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of additional information he's going to share with you as well. Take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Use email, use the new up-and-coming social media, talk face-to-face, use the sneaker net here. Just keep on pushing the idea that Google, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube are now actively trying to control the American social discussion going into the November elections. That's election meddling right there, and we should not tolerate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.